This is News Talk 880 and 107.9 KJJR. And this is Focus on the Flathead. I'm your host, Ross Strouser. And this show is always brought to you by Three Rivers Bank of Montana and Glacier Grinch Pediatric Dentistry. Our archives, always available at KJJR.com. And today, we want to welcome Lexi Wood. She's the owner of Wild River Adventures. I should say co-owner. Mm-hmm. Lexi, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much.
Your husband is the co-owner, right?
He is, yes, Justin Woods.
All right. So we're going to learn about your business, Wild River Adventures.
Yes.
I've actually done a raft trip with you guys before. And it was excellent.
Oh, very good. Thank you.
A couple years back. Specializing in quality, customizable adventures in West Glacier.
Yes, that's absolutely right.
That sound about right?
Yes.
Okay, so tell us about the business. Let's start from the beginning, though, and tell us about you first. Like a Montanan now, but yes, you're not a original Montana. Where are you from?
Duluth, Minnesota. Born and raised in, moved out to Montana about 12, 13 years ago now.
Okay, and what made you pick Montana?
I actually came out to visit a good friend, and she's actually one of the first people that drew me into, all things Montana, the lakes, the rivers, the people. And in that, I had, like I said, came out to visit, but I actually just never left.
All right, Lexi, what do you like to do when you're not at work?
Yeah, so we're outdoor enthusiasts. So anything outdoor related. So we're big into climbing. We like to go hiking, camping. My husband's really into paragliding and hang gliding. So, and then also for the winter months, we're big into skiing and snowboarding.
Well, you couldn't have picked a better place.
Thank you.
Yeah. Okay, let's learn about the business again. When did you get started? Did someone own it before you? Those kind of things.
Yes. We did buy it from the original owner, Bob Jordan. And so Wild River actually was originated in 1985. And him, along with a few other folks, owned it over the 30-year span. But then Bob was the guy that ended up with it in the end. And then, we bought it from him back in 2013. So a whole decade now that we've had the company.
What was it like just taking it over? Was that kind of daunting at first?
Oh, it was very daunting. In fact, we actually bought the company thinking that, hey, now we can go rafting every day and just enjoy it. But funny thing with owning a business is there's a lot more to it than just that. And so, it was just such a great experience. Bob, again, really helped with that transition and hung on with us for a few years to, make it as easy as possible. And just a lot of phenomenal staff that, stuck with us too through that transition that made it just really seamless.
Okay, let's talk about the business itself now. You guys, how many folks work with you and how many rafts, all those good things?
Right now we're upwards of 60 employees total. I mean, that's everything. Drivers, management, kitchen staff, guides, of course, fishing guides, office staff, you name it. So that's where we're at now. And rafts, man, I think we're at probably 30 rafts, give or take. It takes a lot to do, what we do on a daily basis.
And you run the Middle and North Fork, right?
Yes, we do run. We've got permits for both those.
So daytime trips, I mean, you could do a full day, half day. And do I understand this right? You do dinner trips as well?
Yes. Yep. We have. Yep. Just like you said, half day trips, both whitewater and scenic floats. So for folks that aren't really into the class 2-3 rapids, we do full day adventures. Those include lunch, a full lunch on the river as well. And we do guided fly fishing on both, again, the Middle Fork and the North Fork. And we do, that dinner trip as well. So it's a half-day whitewater trip with a dinner on the river. And then we also offer overnight excursions on both. So
that sounds great. What happens on the overnight? Where do they overnight?
Yeah, it does vary based on the time of year and river level. But for the most part, we'll float anywhere. I mean, when it's higher water, we're able to go up to Bear Creek and, float down. And it also depends on if they're doing one night, two nights, or three nights. It kind of just varies. And again, if they're wanting some white water, we like to put them on the Middle Fork. If they're looking for something more calm and relaxing, we'll put them on the North Fork.
So I haven't tried the rapids trip yet. What is that like? What kind of level are we talking here?
Yeah. The way I kind of word it, I always say it's like a class 2-3 river on a 1-5 scale. So it's really fun, middle of the road. Just a great river, for everybody that, you don't have to have any prior experience. It's really fun and exciting without being overly terrifying. but it's also, it can be very thrilling for people that do have prior rafting experience. Cause those rapids that we have out there, again, depending on the time of the year, can, you know, really give you a good thrill.
We're going to talk about what to expect if you're going to take one of these trips. And there's so much to your business. I want to really kind of jump in the second half and talk about it.
Yeah.
How being good stewards of the river is a very important thing. I want to talk about that as well.
Yeah.
So thanks for being here for the very first time. And we're learning about Wild River Adventures. You're hearing the voice of Lexi Woods. She's the owner with her husband. His name again?
Justin.
Justin. Mm-hmm. Okay. So we'll be back with more Focus on the Flathead with part two in just a moment. Brought to you again by Three Rivers Bank of Montana and Glacier Grins Pediatric Dentistry.
Qualifications and rules apply. See institution for details.
Hello, you've reached Uber Bank. I am your personal assistant. Your call will be answered in approximately 12 minutes.
Why do we choose to deal with systems rather than service? Introducing Kasasa, free accounts that reward you by earning cash back, music, or extra savings, and refunds on ATM fees. To find a Kasasa account near you, search KASASA.
Ask for Kasasa at Three Rivers Bank of Montana. Member FDIC and an equal housing lender.
Hey, this is Dr. Chad with Glacier Grins Pediatric Dentistry, where a kid's smile grows big. As a father of three kids who grew up in the Flathead, I understand how each child can be different. We created a fun and relaxed atmosphere here at Glacier Grins and work hard to make sure each child has a positive experience. We are accepting new patients and have immediate openings available. We are located in Hunt Ranch Plaza between Walmart and Sportsman. Book your appointment online at glaciergrins.com or call 890-6055. We look forward to meeting you and becoming your dental home.
This is News Talk at 80 and 107.9 KJJR, and we are back on Focus on the Flathead, again brought to you by Three Rivers Bank of Montana and Glacier Grins Pediatric Dentistry. And our guest today from Wild River Adventures, she is co-owner Lexi Woods. Welcome back, Lexi.
Thank you.
Let's talk more about, we kind of left off on some of the details of what you do, but I want to read something right from your website. I thought there was a cool quote here. Looking for family-friendly scenic and whitewater rafting trips in Glacier National Park? Wild River Adventures, located in West Glacier, Montana, has the best selection of standard and customized whitewater scenic and family rafting on the Flathead River. Wild River Adventures, locally owned and operated rafting company offering customizable river rafting trips in Glacier National Park. We have provided quality outfitting trips this beautiful part of the world since 1985. Let's talk about customizable.
Yeah, absolutely.
What is it?
So, I mean, because we're relatively small in comparison, I will say, to some other outfitters, that gives us the ability to customize a lot of our trips. So oftentimes you get family that come out, or just visitors, and they can't necessarily fit into those like standardized, you know, half day trips that, you know, most companies offer. So because we're, you know, the size that we are, and we just put really that emphasis into quality, customers can come to us and say, hey, this is kind of what I'm looking at doing. Is this something you can do? And, you know, 9 times out of 10, you know, we're able to pull it off for them.
Wow, that's crazy. So they can actually ask for certain things. That has to set you apart a bit from there are many other raft companies in the area. But that has to set you aside apart a little bit.
Yeah, it truly does. And I know, you know, all the other companies do fantastic trips as well. And so, but yeah, speaking just on what we can do, that truly is because we're able to take, you know, what we do and, you know, with our staff, and really just design that perfect trip for our customers. You know, along with still doing like the standard types of trips as well. But it is definitely a little niche that we have.
What do you think the folks like most about you? Mm-hmm. Again, we mentioned there are so many with you, but you guys, how do you stand out? What do you think people like the most?
I think that it's because we're personable. You know, I mean, anyone will call our company on any given day. And it's not a stretch that, I mean, you'll actually get me when they call. I am also that voice in the entire off season. And so because we're so hands-on, Justin and I, we're able to really make the company, like I said, that personable and quality experience from that very first phone call to when they get to our office to check in. Our office staff are amazing. And to as soon as they're handed off to those guides, I mean, there's truly never a part in that process that they're not just completely taken care of, even to the point that they get back to the office. You know, we're talking about their experience. What could we have done better? What went well? And there's a reason we're number one on TripAdvisor. So if anyone reads any of those, I was reading one this morning, and just people say they're here for, you know, their entire vacation, be it like Glacier National Park, traveling to see Flathead Lake, what have you. A lot of times this is their experience with Wild River Adventures was the highlight of their entire vacation.
Guides have to play a big part in this. And I've always wondered, what do you look for in a really good guide? Because you do so much. I mean, you have fly fishing, you have the whitewater, you have overnight trips. What do you look for in a great guide?
Yeah, great question. So a lot of our folks, so we get a lot of return folks each year. And a lot of that's because of, you know, again, having that like family oriented type business.
Yeah.
And so we're able to put into them what we expect them to give out to the company. And so with that, they put out just some of the highest quality trips that, you know, anyone can ask for. So it's not just the technical aspect of it. I'm certain they're well trained. They can do the physical part of the job, but there's customer service. There's the entertainment piece of it, and that's it's like the full package. And so customers come back and they'll say that, you know, hey, it wasn't just a great trip, but they were just such a good person to be with.
I'll agree with that. Again, I can speak from experience with the guy that we had. He was funny. He said it because not everybody in the raft was all for it. You know what I mean? We had some younger kids, and but he was funny. He kept everybody's nerves at bay, and it was just a great trip. We really enjoyed it.
Yeah.
Glad to hear what you're saying there. Where do you see you guys? I mean, let's go 5 years down the road. You've been in business for a while.
Yep.
I'm sure you're always looking for ways to improve and do things better. Where do you see yourself in 5 years?
Yeah, I mean, every year we've had that ability to grow and, you know, steadily. And so, and it is a conversation piece that we do have because just again, as stewards of the river, it's never our intention to overuse the resource. And so, so we have our limits. And so we've said, you know, again, just with that natural growth with, you know, tourism and the economy and whatnot, we want to continue that trend, but we also know we have an internal threshold.
Right.
And so that's something that we're very happy doing what we do. We know what we don't want to become. And so that's kind of where we see, you know, in 5 years, we want to keep doing what we do, doing it well, because we don't want to lose touch with that. Because I feel like if you can grow to such a size, then you lose that quality aspect of what it is that you're doing.
Well, that's a great way to end our interview. You make it sound great, and we're glad you're here to talk about it with us today. You're listening to Lexi Wood. She's the owner of Wild River Adventures. And how to get a hold of you? That's our next thing. Website, phone number, those kind of things.
Yeah, we've got our website. It's riverwild.com. And then our phone line is 406-387-9453.
Great. Thanks again for joining us. This is Focus on the Flathead. Again, Lexi Woods, our guest, sponsored again by Three Rivers Bank of Montana and Glacier Grins Pediatric Dentistry. And we'll be back next week with another Focus on the Flathead on KJJR.